Blog Talk Radio.
I want everybody to stand up, rise to their feet for the great King. Give it up for Yahweh, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Give it up for Yah.
Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Give it glory, God, Elohim, Israel's mighty King, the one who make my heart clean. Put water in the stream, give a peace to my scene. No release from his dreams, needles from the fiends. Hollows in the magazine, swallow to communicate. Every word that God say, God I fear him every day. Trembling when I pray, I'm listening his holy way. Many people, they will hate, but listen never from the evil state. Try to arrogance, to abominate, all pagans I consolidate. They will all meet the same fate, got them easy like cheese grate. Stuff them all in the pot like you eating cheesecake. Put them all to the fire, watch the piece of. Now I can't commiserate Yahweh for my place. Not a Yahweh when he's taking bodies like Super 8. The road bidding to you, my honey to my taste. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. I know you always look at me wrong. Just that I was nothing, just a dance in a song. A gun in the hand, a slave on your land. A road in the sand, though I'm the perfect mold of a man. Know that I'm the apple of his eye. His beautiful wife, the mess in the palm of his hand. The glory of his light, place him right. It's a light, the love of his life. Who's his, what's his, know the biz. Please let him know the name of his. Yo, hey, why hey, need an explanation of this. Yahweh, Elohim, creator of all there is. Now formality's out of the way. Next is casualties and the people you slay. For deity and pray, hope these the day. What you expect from the prices you make. They can't sleep, walk, talk, or eat. Let alone do anything great. They fake job, real Israel. Who would be when your knees are jumping loose in the sea? Now in the heat, all faces to the great King. Give it up for Yahweh, come on. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High. Give it up for Yah. Give it up for Yah.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, on this great day that Yah has blessed us all to see, to give glory, honor, and praises unto the true and living Elohim of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. My name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael, at the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing there for our Elder Morey, Ishaya ben Yisrael. And we're giving all honor and all glory and all praises to the Most High, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Yah is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And Yah is the Savior of not only Israel, but of the entire earth, the world. So we give thanks and praises to the Most High. And we give honor and glory to the Most High. And I want to say shalom to all of our family and listeners that may be listening via the internet. For we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear towards the Most High. Today's subject that I'm going to attempt to deal with is, who is Yisrael? Because there's a lot of theologies in the world today. There is a lot of thoughts and understandings of exactly who Yisrael is. And some people may look and see what they see on the media. They may think what they hear here and there on the streets may be true. They may think that what research that they've done may have gave them some actual facts on who the children of Yisrael is. And a little while ago, we dealt with who is Yahweh. And then we had a lesson on, well, is Yisrael a servant or a homeborn slave? But a lot of our people that may be listening, that may be tuned in, Yah have enlightened your eyes to see who you are, that you are the sons and daughters of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael. But there may be a lot of our people that don't know who Yisrael is, that don't know exactly what we stand for, that don't know what we stand on. And they may say, well, is Yisrael just another religion? Is Yisrael just like the Christian community? Is Yisrael just like the Islamic community? Is Yisrael just like, did some man just wake up and say, we Israelites, and we're going to start an organization and call them Hebrew Israelites? Just who is Yisrael? And we're going to deal with some questions that the world may have. Some of our people who are spiritually asleep may have. And the reason why this is important, the reason why this information is vital, is because the Most High did this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and hold on for just one second. I got it. Uh-oh, I thought I had it. There we go. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the 28th verse, it reads, that Yahweh shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. So make no mistakes about it, that because we turned our backs, and because we turned our works from the Creator, and start serving strange idols, and start serving the false idols of the lands and of these nations, and because we start following after these nations, Yah said that he will smite our people with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. That's the reason why you can see what goes on in the judicial system. And so, and most of our people are at awe at what's happening. Man, they murdered their brother and sister in cold blood and got away with it. Man, they taking all types of money and they getting away with it. Man, how is it other nations can come here and prosper, but we can't? All type of questions are being asked by our people. I don't know that the reason why you don't have an answer for this is because Yah, the true and living creator, has smitten us with madness, blindness, and the astonishment of heart. And in order to know what condition that Yahweh has put you in, you have to first get an understanding on who the creator is. Who is Yah? And then once you get an understanding on who is Yah, then Yahweh will begin to let you know who you are and where you come from and why are you here and why are we in the conditions that we are in. And it has to be revealed through the Most High, because truly we've been smitten with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. So as simple as it may be to you and I, it wasn't so simple years ago, or maybe months ago, or maybe days ago. This may have been unfathomable to even imagine that you belong to the children of the Most High. That this whole entrapment that you are ensnared in is to wake you up, to pull you out of the darkness and bring us back into the light. And the light is Yahweh's word. Well, just a while ago, none of us may have considered these conditions. None of us may have considered why it is we belong to such an important commission. You are a son and daughter of the Most High Yahweh. Turn with me to the books. Turn with me, if you will, to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 1 reads, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small and the rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of Yahweh. Ascribe ye greatness unto our Elohim. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A Elohim of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite Yah, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that have bought thee? Have he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old and consider the years of many generations. Ask thy fathers and he will show thee, thy elders and they will tell thee, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance. When he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Yisrael." And then verse 9 reads, "For Yahweh's portion is his people. Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, and as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, take them and beareth them on her wings. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. So this is Yahweh giving us a report. A report and letting us know who he is and what he has done for the nation of Israel. And not only letting us know who he is, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, as I spoke a few minutes ago, Yah is letting us know, and knowing who he is, he will let us know who we are. And Yahweh is our Elohim. And Yahweh took us up as an eagle that spreadeth their wings and fluttereth over their nest and watch over their children and watch over their seed to protect them, to teach them, and guide them in the way. And this is what Yahweh has done for his people when there was no strange Elohim amongst us. We didn't know anything about the Christ of the New Testament. We didn't know anything about a deity of Islam. We didn't know anything about these false deities. We didn't know nothing about no Buddha. We didn't know anything about the deities of heaven that our people are serving today. We didn't know anything about these strange gods, because Yahweh brought us up alone. And there was no strange Elohim amongst us. And Israel, this is who we are. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High. And as it said in verse 8, when the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, he separated the sons of Adam, and he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. So even before Israel was even a thought in our forefathers' mind, Israel been on the Most High forefront of his mind from the beginning. And when he gave these nations their inheritance, he separated them into 12 bounds according to the number of the children of Israel. So don't let anybody come along and tell you that, well, the story of Adam and Eve is fictitious. We came from evolution. Don't let anyone come along and tell you that the stories are, the testimonies of Yahweh are not sure, that they're not true, that you got to rely on science, that you have to go after men that have been studying books written by other men to know your heritage, to know your history. Because you know what? Our people have read these books. They have attended these universities, and they've become so-called scholars in this doctrine, and they still don't know who they are, and they still don't know why they go through this plight, and they still don't know why other nations get certain treatment when they don't receive the same. It's only because Yahweh said that he smit our people with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. And all we have to do is humble ourselves and turn to the Most High and seek his face. And in seeking the Most High will reveal to you who you are. You and I, we are the children of Israel. And Yahweh separated the bounds and gave every nation according to the 12 tribes of Israel. So every nation, what they got, their portion, they got their blessing, they got it all according to the 12 tribes of Israel. This is who we are. We are the creation of our creator, who is Yahweh. So to deny that there's a creator is to deny your very existence, to deny your inheritance, to deny the very blessing that the Most High has put upon his children, even to this very day. This is how important the nation of Israel is to the Most High. Turn with me to Genesis, the 12th chapter. And in Genesis, the 12th chapter, we're going to read about a great patriarch a great forefather of ours, a man that was so great that the Most High established this man and incorporating him and his generations in his name. And in Genesis, the 12th chapter, just so happens to be in the 12th chapter. We just read where the Most High said that he gave the nations their portion according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, this is what the Most High is speaking of in Genesis, the 12th chapter. It reads, the first verse. Now Yah has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And in verse 3 it says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Yahweh is establishing his covenant with our forefather Abraham. And we're going to read in a few moments how important this is. But this is what Yahweh said. He said, look, get away from your country and from your kindred. I got a mission for you. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And I'm going to make you so great. And you're going to be so blessed that if nations bless you, they'll be blessed. But if nations curse you, they'll be cursed. But through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. This is the covenant that the Most High was making with our father Abraham. And now you look in the world today and look at the conditions that the world is in today. Is the world blessed? No. Not if you have eyes that can see and ears that can perceive and hear. The conditions you can see, you just not around a bunch of blessings. You just don't see an increase of abundance flowing through from no matter where you are. Because the nations as a whole are not blessing Israel. And Israel as a whole, we not blessing each other. So no wonder we got so much hardship. No wonder why we got so much turmoil. No wonder why our plight is so great. No wonder why we a speckled bird and all the birds that are around us are against us. Because these nations are cursing our people today. And by taking on their ways, by taking on their doctrine, by following after them, we are cursing one another. Because we're not learning the ways of the righteous. We're not learning the ways of the upright. We're not learning the ways of Yah. We're learning the ways of the heathens. And all the heathens, all the wicked know how to do is curse. All the wicked plan is evil devices. They don't want to be a blessing. They want to be a cursing. They don't want to be light. They want to be darkness. And when we take on these ways, we take on the same exact behavior. But Yah said, look, if the nations want to be blessed, all they got to do is bless you. Now, why didn't the Most High say, if the nations want to be blessed, they got to bless my son, whose name is the Christ of the New Testament, J-E-S-U-S. Why didn't Yahweh say, if the nations want to be blessed, then they got to accept my son, who I'm going to slay on the cross and raise him up in 3 days? Where is this testimony written in the words of Yah? Absolutely nowhere. Because that has absolutely no identity to your blessing, to my blessing, to our blessing. Our blessing is to bless Yah and to bless each other. And if nations want a blessing, they have to bless us. That's why Yah said, and through you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. My people, there's many Christians in the world. Matter of fact, that's the number one religion that's reigning. The world today is the Christian religion. And I don't care whether you call yourself a Christian, a Seventh-day Adventist, a Baptist, a Unitarian, Episcopal. Episcopalian or a Hebrew Israelite that believes in the very same God of the New Testament. That's not how Yah said you will get a blessing. And the Most High said, not only will you get a blessing, but you will be a blessing. Now, was that being a blessing? Coming to the nations and telling them about a bunch of strange gods that can't see, they can't hear, they can't smell, they can't think, had absolutely nothing to do with creation. But you will accept that and deny your very way of knowing who you are. Israel, you are the gateway and the keys to nations being blessed. No wonder they vexed. No wonder they want to create their own books and their own doctrine. Because they know that they have to bless you. But Yahweh is so righteous. His ways are so just that these nations can get a blessing just by blessing you. We can bless these nations that's in the midst of us by just going out and confirming the words of Yahweh our Elohim. Israel, that's who we are. We are a gateway, a key to a blessing. So when the Christ of the New Testament says, I am the way, and no man can get to the Father except through me. Well, a lot of people read that and say, well, you can't get to the Father except through him. Well, who do you think that the Christ of the New Testament was identifying himself as? He said in the book of John, the 4th chapter, the 22nd verse, he said, ye know not what ye worship. But we know what we worship, for salvation is to the Yehuda Deen. But the hour cometh when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. So even this man that you claiming is God wrapped up in the flesh is letting you know you don't know what you're doing. Salvation is to the Yehudanites. And the Yehudanites is a tribe of Israel. And if you're a true worshiper, you're going to worship Yahweh, and you're going to worship Yahweh only in spirit and in truth, because Yahweh seeketh such to worship him. Now, this is what most of our people will say, well, how do you go by just one book? How do you go by just one? How can you just dismiss one? Well, this is according to, this is who you claiming to seek and search after. So if he's saying that salvation is only to Israel, and I can only get a good understanding by reading out of one book, then that's the only book that I need. That's the only testimony that I need. That's the only word that I need is the word of Yah. And I don't have to go to any other books to seek out salvation, because Yahweh done already laid it out. If these nations want to be blessed, they're going to bless you. And not only will they bless you, but you're going to be a blessing. That's who Israel is. The Most High said this in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. Turn with me there. In the book of Exodus, in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse. And it reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, seest that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. My people, didn't we just get done reading that if the nations want a blessing, they got to bless you? And if they want a curse, then they'll curse you. And through you, all families of the earth will be blessed. Well, Yahweh is establishing this right here in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. He said, look, go unto Pharaoh and say, let my son go. Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Let my son go that he may serve me. But if you don't let him go, I will slay your son, even your firstborn. This is what Yahweh is establishing. He's establishing who we are. We're Yahweh's servant. So you were blessing, but you were serving the Yah. And when Yah established this covenant, it was through Abraham, who had a son, and his name was Isaac. And Yahweh continued this covenant through Isaac to his son, Jacob. And the Most High said that these three men were so important that their connection to us is so vital. Their relationship with the Creator was so special that the Most High said this in the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter. In Exodus, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 13th verse. Exodus 3 and 13 read, Moses said unto Elohim, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the Elohim of Israel, of your fathers, have sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And the Most High said, the Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am, or I will be what I will be. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And Elohim said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzchak, and the Elohim of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. So the very works that the Most High had said he was going to do, and the very works that the Most High did in the land of Egypt, brought the fame to the nation of Israel even unto this very day. How many depictions of Israel's exodus out of Egypt, how many movies have they made about this? How many movies have they made about Noah? How many movies have they made about Israel's great exodus out of the captivity of Babylon? Our fame goes all across the world. Now, I know you may look at the movies, and the people that's in the movies, they don't look like us. And that was done for a reason. And they're not speaking how we spoke, and that was for a reason. But you get the gist. Yahweh was establishing his name, and he was establishing his people. Because Yahweh said this was in the forefront of his mind from the very beginning when he separated the sons of Adam. And Yahweh connected our forefathers to his name. He said the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel, that is my name and that is my memorial forever. Not Lord God, not G-A-double-D, Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel. And it's, our history is so rich through those three men. Oh my goodness, we have to read about our heritage. Because this is the bane of our very existence today. So Israel, if you're wondering, what is Israel? What is being a Hebrew Israelite? What is being of the nation of Israel? Do I have to pay into it? Do I have to cut myself? What do I have to do? All you have to do is what the Most High requires. The Most High said, look, just circumcise yourself. If you're not circumcised, if you're a man and you're not circumcised literally, then please circumcise yourself. Get yourself circumcised so that you may enter into the covenant that he made with our father Abraham. Because that's what Israel is. We also are a covenant people. We here because we are here because we have confirmed the words of the covenant. We're in captivity today because we broke the covenant that we said that we would keep. We're covenant people. And a covenant is an agreement. A covenant is a promise. And our covenant with the Most High is all that Yahweh said we will do. And we will confirm the words of Yah. And when we didn't keep our end of the bargain, well, that's why we're in captivity today. And that's why you may think that you're an African American, that you're a Negro, that you're black. All these attributes are nothing but just proverbs and bywords. But no, you are the sons and daughters of Yahweh, the children of Israel. And the name Israel holds a lot of stock. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Because it can't be taken for granted how great we are. And it can't be taken for granted how much we have transgressed against the Most High. But the Most High has given us an opportunity to return unto him, to get these curses and this darkness up off of us and get blessings and light brought unto us. Because that's what we were made for, to be a blessing and to be blessed. Because we are Yahweh's servant. And many sacrifices have been made for this to take place. One of the biggest criticisms of my people today is our people say, well, man, this is the reason why I vote. Because our people died for the right for us to vote. Our people died for the right for us to have to march. Our people died for this and for dying for that. Well, if it's a privilege and it's a blessing, then why are you dying for it? It makes no sense. That's why it says in the book of Isaiah, the Most High saying, who is blind but my servant? You see many things, but you don't observe them not. My people, if you really want to know what a sacrifice looks like and something that you should stand up and be delighted, then all you have to do is read the laws and testimonies of Yahweh in the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 24th verse. And this is what one of our forefathers, this is the work that one of our forefathers done. And then maybe you can get an understanding on why Yahweh said, I'm the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's my name and that's my memorial. In the book of Genesis, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 24th verse. And it reads, and Yaakov was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, now this is what the angel is saying, because this is of the stock that we come from. It says, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Where do you think he get this from? Because he was taught the ways of his by his father, that was taught by his father, that you gonna be a blessing. And that if you want, if nations want to be blessed, they got to bless you. And we, this is letting you know this is how we got to bless each other. Because this is an angel, a son of Yah wrestling with another son of Yah. And he refused to let him go until he received the blessing. And he said unto him in verse 27, what is thy name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, thy name shall be no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For as a prince has thou power with Elohim and with men, and has prevailed is what your forefather wrestled for. He knew that this opportunity only comes once in a lifetime. And he said, I'm not going to let you go. I refuse to let you go. Because this is the strength that Yah had put in this man. And say, look, I'm only going to let you go if you give me a blessing. And what did he do? He gave him a blessing of the name of Israel. For as a prince has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. This is the blessing that Yah's servant wrestled for. And this is the name that I am delighted to wear. And this is the name that a lot of our people whom Yahweh have woken up is delighted to wear. The name of Israel. Because it's a great name. And it's a great attribute. And it's a great responsibility with bearing the name and having the name of Yah upon you. But if you're going to stand up for something, this is what you stand up for. This is something that you delight yourself in. You delight yourself in knowing that Yahweh has blessed your name and that your forefathers' name are attached to his name. Because Yahweh said, I will bless those that will bless you and I will curse those that will curse you. And what did Yahweh do? He blessed the children of Israel by attaching our forefathers' name to his name and by giving us a name great like Israel, a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. So there's nothing with the strength of Yahweh that Israel can't prevail over. There's no oppression. There's no plight. There's no wisdom, understanding. There's no knowledge. There's no obstacles that we can't overtop with Yahweh leading. Because we got power with Elohim and with man. And we have the ability to prevail. The only way we defeat it is if Yahweh not with us or we have a defeatist state of mind. And this is what we've been browbeated to think that we are just slaves and just meant to be oppressed. No, you from a great stock. You're a blessing. You're a servant. You're a covenant. You're a covenant with your Elohim. And the earth can be blessed in the name of Israel. And we covenant keepers. When Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, he didn't come down from Mount Sinai with 10 religions, 10 different denominations, 10 ways of thinking. No, he came down with commandments. And these commandments are covenants. Covenants that we have to confirm. And we confirm them by doing them. And then by doing them, the other nations will be in utter awe of the state of how the righteous carry themselves, how the righteous speak with one another and deal with one another, and how the righteous deal with the nations that they in the midst of. This is what the nations will rave about, those that keep the covenant of Yah. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 3rd verse. Deuteronomy 4:3 reads, your eyes have seen what Yah did because of this deity. For all the men that follow this deity, Yah the Elohim have destroyed them from amongst you. But ye that did cleave unto Yah, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgment, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that ye should do so in the land, whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great that have Elohim so nigh unto them as Yahweh our Elohim is in all the things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I have set before you this day? This is what the nations will rave about. They will look at the sons and daughters of Israel and they say, oh my goodness, y'all are so wise. Because your Elohim has saved you and got them false idols out of your way. So there's no misunderstanding that there's only one Elohim, and that's Yahweh. You look at how y'all deal with one another. Look at how you carry yourselves. Look at the way y'all are just being upright. You're not just falling for the snares. We're not just falling for the snares of death and running into death. We're seeking life. So when the nations start seeing Israel on how we're supposed to be, they say, man, look at this nation. This is a wise and understanding nation. They don't go to McDonald's. They don't go to Wendy's. Man, these cats is eating on fruits and vegetables. I seen the one brother. He was all sick. Started keeping the ways of Yah, and now he's healed. This sister was sick. Her womb was closed. But by keeping the ways of Yah, Yah done opened the womb. This is what the nations will testify and give testimonies about. This is when we keep it and confirming the laws of Yahweh. This is when we are doing and confirming the words of Yah. The nations will say, what a wise and understanding people who have an Elohim so nigh unto them. Look at these laws. Look at these statutes. So we don't have to deal unjustly and deal with a false balance. So when you say, well, what's the judgment on stealing? Other nation, one nation, you may just get thrown into prison. Other nation, chop off your arm. No, when you go to Yah's judgment, it lets you know what the judgment of stealing is. It lets you know the judgment of what committing adultery is. It lets you know the judgment of how to deal with your brother and your sister and how to be a father and how to be a mother, how to be a son, how to be a daughter, how to carry yourself when you in your homeland or when you in the midst of other nations. You will know how to carry yourself because that's who Israel is. We're covenant people. If you turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, turn with me to Exodus, the 19th chapter. Because when Israel is keeping the words of Yah, confirming the laws of Yah, and walking in the ways of Yah, and fearing Yah, this is how you know that we outdoing it, that we have to do it and not just speak about it. Because not only do we have to walk the talk, but we got to go out in the midst of the nations and teach. This is what Yahweh created us for. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. Exodus, the 19th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. Exodus 19 and 4, it reads, "You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you, O eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." Israel, that's who we are, to the Most High. We're his peculiar treasure. And if you don't know what a peculiar treasure is, that's something rare. That's something that's precious. That's something you just don't see every day, or you don't see once a year. That's something very precious. Scriptures speak about the golden wedge of Ophir. I've never even seen the golden wedge of Ophir, But the Most High say he will make man more precious than the golden wedge of Ophir. So as rare as the golden wedge of Ophir is, Yah will make man even more precious and rarer than that. So Yah said that's what we was made for, to be a peculiar treasure unto him. I know with the access of social media today, a lot of our people, they think that because you can press a live button, that you're in the position to speak to the world and talk to the world and have access to hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of people. And you're able to do all type of things. And just because you can sit at a desk or have a microphone in front of you or stand in front of a podium, no matter how you're delivering the message, if you're not giving the words of Yah, if you're not confirming the words of Yah, if you're not giving all honor and glory and praises unto Yah, then you are truly not living up to your commission. You are truly not being that peculiar treasure that Yahweh made you for. Because the Most High said, if you would have caused my people, this matter of fact, let me not mess it up. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, 23rd chapter. In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse. Jeremiah 23 and 21 reads, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Yes, they on there trying to prophesy. They going live. They all on social media telling you that you don't have to keep the law. Telling you that you don't have to regard the Sabbath day. Some are even telling you you don't even have to serve Yahweh. These are nothing but a bunch of just, they prophesying falsehood to you. They're prophesying death. But the Most High said this in the 22nd chapter, 22nd verse, I mean. But if they had stood in my counsel and it caused my people to hear my words, then should have they turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. This is what we are commissioned for. This is why we are the nation of Israel. To give glory to the Most High. To give praises to the Most High. To set the crooked things straight with the words of Yahweh. That's who Israel is. It's not about the garments that you have on. It's not about the jewelry that you have draped on you. It's not about the shoes. It's not about the hairdo. It's not about how properly managed and kept your beard is, or how properly kept your locks are, or how good we can talk, or how good we smell. No, these are just vanities. But to be Israel is to go out and have our people that don't know to hear the words of Yahweh, and they so they can turn from their wickedness and from the evil of their doings. This is what Yahweh created us for. This is what Yahweh created us to witness to confirm the words of this covenant that he has made with our forefathers, to be that peculiar treasure and to be that servant that Yahweh raised us up to be. This is who Israel is. Not to proclaim the name of false idols, not to give praises to false idols, not to give praises to man, but to give praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. This is the commission of you and I. Our commission is not to go out to the world and be mean and surly with one another, and to wish death upon one another, and try to be violent towards one another, and give each other misjustice. No, Yahweh said, look, turn with me to the book of Micah, the 6th chapter. Because the ways that Yahweh raised us up, he didn't say, I want you to be Hebrew heathenites. Or I want you to be Israelites with an American twist. Or I want you to be Israelites with a Babylonian twist. No matter where you are. Because you don't just have to be in the isles of America. Because the Most High said that he scattered us in the four corners of the earth. And I'll show you that. In the book of Micah, the sixth chapter. In Micah, the sixth chapter, and the eighth verse, it reads, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. And in doing that which is lawful and right, in confirming the words of Yah," that's exactly how we ought to be. We're to be justly. That means we have to be balanced with one another. That means we can't be respecter of persons. That means that we can't be a person that turns their eye to wickedness and justify it because that's my friend, or that's my wife, or that's my husband, or that's my Ema, that's my Abba. Yahweh said, I raised you up to confirm my words. So we got to be justly. We got to be balanced. And to love mercy. Not just to say, man, I was merciful. No, because when you love it, you don't have to say what you did. Because the person will see it. They're like, oh, man, that brother or sister has some mercy on me. I said I ain't had no money in my pocket. Brother, just say here. Sister, just say here. I didn't have nothing to eat. Brother and sister, just say here, man. Take you out to get you something to eat, man. I didn't ask for it. I just pronounced it, and my brother and sister blessed me. Man, this brother and sister love mercy. That's what mercy is. It's being just kind, loving kindness. It's not just letting somebody go for something that they didn't do or letting them go for something that they did do. No, it said not only to have mercy, but to love mercy. And then we got to walk humbly before our Elohim, knowing that we Israel is not for us to poke our neck out and look down on the other nations as if they're garbage. No, we are the teachers of the nations. We are the Kohanes of the nations. We are the priests of the nations to go out and set the crooked things straight, not to watch the wicked become even more perverse and more wicked. But to witness to the Most High. The Most High said, look, to wake up just my sons and daughters, that's a light thing. But I sent you to be a light to the Gentiles. I sent you to be a light to the whole world. And how are you being the light when you tell your brother and sister, it's cool, it's abomination to eat swine, but look at other nations and say, well, you can do it. Yah wasn't talking to you. No. The same way that the nations want a blessing, they got to bless you. Well, why would they bless you and you continue to let them live in their abominations? That's not what Yahweh commissioned us for. We are witnesses to the Most High. And whether you're an Israelite, whether you're a stranger, if you come and if you want to hear the truth of Yahweh, that's what we witness to give you the truth of the words of Yah. And it's not split down different for you as it would be for my brother or my sister. Because the Most High say it's one manner of law. That's doing justly. That's loving mercy. And that's walking humbly with your Elohim. Because that's what Yahweh commissioned us to do. And like I said, our commission is not to get into this knowledge just so we can wish a bunch of death. And to wish a bunch of destruction. Yahweh said this in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. If you turn with me there. In the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, "The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yah and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." Now notice, this is Ezekiel prophesying that the spirit of Yahweh was on him. And this is what the Most High was moving this man to do. In verse 2, "And he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there was very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yah Elohim, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yah Elohim unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into me, into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off from our parts. Then therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith Yah Elohim, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. This is what Israel is all about. It's prophesying, giving the words of Yahweh to bring our people up out of the graves, not to put them in the graves, not to clap and celebrate them being in their graves, but to bring them up out of the graves. Now, once you've done prophesied and you've given them the word of Yah, and they say, We will not hearken, well, then the blood is off of your hands. You've done what Yahweh commissioned you to do. You witnessed, you've testified, and you've been a servant of Yah. But it's not to wish your people into the grave. It's not for us to can't wait to see our people go into the grave. Vengeance is Yahweh's. So the transgressions that people are committing today, it's not against you and I. It's against Yahweh. So the one that should be the most offended is Yahweh. Now, you can hate the evil because King David said, Look, I hate the wicked, but I hate them with a perfect hatred. That means it's complete. That means Yahweh done already gave the judgment that this person just going to be wicked. So I can hate them perfectly. I don't have to go out of my way to show them that I hate them. Because Yahweh's showing them. When they can't receive his spirit, when they can't get his word, and when they bypass his servant. But that's what Israel are. We prophesy unto these dry bones to get these bones up out of their graves. So that our people can see that it is Yahweh that brought our people up out of these graves. That's what we witness for. That's what we give testimonies for. That's what the laws are for, to get our people out of these graves so they can stand and live and praise Yahweh. Because that's what Yahweh made us for. for his praises. And why I keep saying witness? Because that's who Israel are. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and the 10th verse, Isaiah 43 and 10 reads, "Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have showed when there was no strange Elohim amongst you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, say of Yah, that I am Elohim." This is the Most High going right back to what he said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Just like the eagle that spread forth their wings and had their little ones in the nest, this is how Yahweh carried us up and brought us out the way when there was no strange Elohim before us or in the midst of us. And this is why we are Yahweh's witness. And if you are Israel, that's exactly what you're supposed to be. A witness of Yah. Not a witness of Paul. Not a witness of Muhammad. Not a witness of Buddha. But a witness of Yahweh. See, Yahweh is being explicit in letting you know that there is none else. So I don't have no time to deal with any false idols. I don't have time to deal with any false gods. Because besides Yahweh, there is none else. Besides Yahweh, there is none. So why even engulf and entrench myself with trying to familiarize myself with something that don't even exist? We are in existence because Yahweh has brought us to existence, the true and living Elohim. So why serve that which don't exist, that didn't have no hand in your creation, that wasn't on the forefront of your mind at all? You just seen the customs, and we seen the customs of these nations, and we wanted to be just like them. But this is not what Yahweh commissioned us for. Because we are blessing, and we are Yahweh's servant, and we are a peculiar treasure, and we are witnesses to the Most High, and we are bringers of life. Because by speaking the words of Yah, you are speaking the words of life, so that those dry bones may live and stand and come up out of those graves and give praises unto Yahweh. And because we didn't give our praises to Yahweh, this is why we're in the condition and plight that we are in today. This is why our people are on the four, in the four corners of the earth. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. Isaiah 11 verse 10 reads, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentile seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth." That's right, the four corners of the earth. That's where our people are, on the four corners of the earth. We're so scattered that Yahweh going to set up an ensign. He's going to set up a sign that everyone, the nations can see that the children of Israel have been restored. That Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel. That Yahweh, that is his name, and this is his memorial. The children of Israel. My people, this is not a light thing. This is not something that you just do for popularity. This knowledge is not just something that you can just grab a hold and put aside because it's the it thing to do. And all throughout the world, we have to preserve the name of Israel. If Yah has blessed you with the name of Israel, then we got to protect it and we got to guard it. Because the name of Israel is being trashed. And there's a lot of people doing things in the name of Israel and in the name of Yah that's just not confirmed by his words. That's just abominable. But if you want to know the ways of Yah, then all you got to do is seek after Yahweh's word. And if you can't understand Yahweh's word, then look for Yahweh's servant. And they're around. Even though they're a peculiar treasure, if you seek Yah, Yahweh say he will be found of you. This is who Israel are. We dispersed, but we're a peculiar treasure. And to see how special we are, we have to walk humbly before our Elohim. That's why it says this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and the 14th verse, it reads that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. This is what Yahweh is saying. All you have to do is humble yourselves, pray, seek my face, and then turn from the wicked of our ways. Then Yahweh will hear from heaven and will forgive our sins and will heal our land. Israel, we have our own land. That's why I said we're a covenant people. We have the true and living Elohim. We have our own land. We got our own laws, statutes, and judgments. And these laws, statutes, and judgments was given to us by the true and living Elohim. So that we don't have to seek after other nations to find out what righteousness is. We don't have to go into other books and try to find out what the upright is. All of these things are recorded in the words of Yahweh. He's made it so simple that we don't have to go up into heaven. We don't have to search for some special messenger that can just go and fetch it for us. This word is very nigh unto us, very close unto us. Why? Because Yahweh has set his love upon his people, his servants, Israel. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter. And in the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. This is how precious we are in the eyes of the Most High. But this is how wicked we can be. And they, in the second verse, and they called them, so they went from them, they sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. So Yahweh loved his people, called us out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of our oppression, and we turned to burn incense and start serving false idols. Start following after a man who wanted to curse the children of Israel. And this is why we're in the conditions that we are today. Because we're doing the same exact things. We're going after men that whose only intentions is to oppress us and curse us and vex us and have us serve graven images that they know can't save and read doctrines by these graven images that they know can't bring no type of light for. They know this. And we just fall by the snares and fall by the wayside on a daily basis. But this is not what Yahweh has commissioned for you. This is not what Yahweh has said for you. What Yahweh has said for you is to give honor, glory, and praises unto him. And not only to give honor and glory and praises unto him, but to raise up an Elohimly seed unto Yahweh. And this is how you raise up an Elohimly seed. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. Deuteronomy 6 and 4 reads, "Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one Yah, and thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." This is what Yahweh commissioned us to be. This is how you raise up an Elohimly seed. You constantly giving them the laws and testimonies of Yahweh. And they as frontlets between your eyes. They on your hands. They're on our necks. They on the doorposts of our gates. And we're continually giving praises to the Most High. We're continually giving honor to the Most High. So that the children become inquisitive. And they start inquiring of the Most High. And they start seeking after the Most High. And then they start serving the Most High. Because this is what Yahweh made us for. To bring forth unto him an Elohim, the seed, so that the seed can come up and praise Yahweh. Not to depart from Yah, but they can praise Yah. And this is how it works. When you talking on Yah, when you walk by the way, and when you rise up, and when you lieth down. This is how it is when you bring the seeds into the sanctuary of Yahweh. So that they can give praises to the Most High. So that they can sing songs to the Most High. So they can give honor and glory to the Most High. Because that's who Yahweh, this is what Yahweh made you for. To give praises. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. Because Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our redeemer. Yahweh is our king. These are the testimonies that you can rehearse in the ears of your children. And this is what you can let your children know. Be a testimony and let them know this. In the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 14th verse. It reads, "Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yah, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he have driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers." This is what you can rehearse in the ears of your children. that is beautiful is this testimony of Yahweh redeeming his people from Egypt. Yahweh is going to do something even greater that's going to surpass even the great works that he committed to bring our people out of Egypt. And he's going to bring our people out of the land in the north and out of all of the four corners where our people have been scattered. And this is why I said in the next verse, "Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith Yah, and they shall fish them. And afterward I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rock." Because this is what Yahweh sent it forth, his hunters and his fishers, to fetch his people, to prophesy into those dry bones, to let them know that you were not cut off. That even though Yah was angry with us, it was only before a moment. But all we have to do is humble ourselves and pray and seek Yahweh's face and put away the wicked ways that we have been committing, and then Yahweh will hear our cries and he will heal our land. This is what makes dry bones live. This is what makes Israel love Yahweh, because this is what Israel was created for. Because Israel is a token to the earth of Yahweh's love. Turn with me to Numbers, the 14th chapter. In Numbers, the 14th chapter, and the 21st verse, it reads, "But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh." This is what Yahweh commissioned his servants to witness for and to prophesy to be that peculiar treasure, because the whole earth will be filled with the glory of Yahweh. This is what Yahweh commissioned us for. No wonder the Most High said this in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, and the first verse, it reads, "Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Seek Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, and seek righteousness, seek meekness, so it may be that you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger." This is why Yahweh is telling us to humble ourselves, gather ourselves together, because Yahweh has already purposed his vengeance to be upon the wicked. We don't have to add insult to injury. We don't have to throw salt in the wound. All we have to do is confirm the words of Yahweh. And like I said, Yahweh created Israel as a token of his love. That's why I said this in the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter. In Zephaniah, the third chapter, I'm going to read the eighth and ninth verse. It says, "Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith Yah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent." So we don't have to be upset with the wicked. We don't have to go out and try to vex the wicked, because the wicked going to be wicked. Our commission is to try to get the dry bones up out of their graves. But just know, if you want to remain wicked, if you want to remain cursing Israel, if you want to remain being an oppressor to the apple of Yahweh's eye, just know that Yahweh already have prepped judgment for you to be consumed and to be out of this. Yahweh going to restore a pure language. So we don't have to worry about the wickedness of these nations and why they're vexing us and why they're trying to get rid of us. Things, because all these things have been confirmed in Yahweh's word. Now the other nations should be vexed and asking these questions, because Yahweh let us know this in Psalms 147. Turn with me there. In Psalms 147, verse 19, say, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise Yah. So who is Israel? Israel is a servant of Yah. We are covenant keepers of Yahweh. We are a peculiar treasure unto Yahweh. We are a kingdom of priests. And we are the one who prophesied to the wind to wake up and stir up the dry bones so that they may live and come out of their graves and know that it was Yahweh that brought them out of their graves. And we are the people that teach these laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments unto their children so the children can come up and give praises unto Yahweh. This one pure language, a token of Yah's love, to know that we will have the whole earth celebrating the glory of Yahweh, our Elohim. This is who Israel is, a prince, a people who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed to give praises, honor, and glory to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. Israel, that's who you are. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.